Public health officials say it's important to vaccinate nursing home residents as soon as possible. Elderly patients are more at risk of severe illness or death from COVID-19. As Rachel Cohen reports, for many elder care patients, the vaccine offers the hope of a return to normal life.
Karen Fleetwood lives at Edgewood Spring Creek Manor, an assisted living home in American Falls. This week, a team of Walgreens pharmacists visited the home to vaccinate Fleetwood and others against the coronavirus. 30 minutes after the jab, she was feeling okay.
I feel fine, except for my arm is a little bit sore. Kind of like maybe somebody punched it or something.
Fleetwood is 66. She's been careful to avoid potential exposure to the virus. She says getting the shot means she can get back to her normal life.
I took the shot because I want to get out of lockdown.
Since the pandemic began, Edgewood Spring has had 10 COVID-19 cases and one death. It's a lot less than many other elder care facilities in the state. When someone tests positive, the facility restricts residents' movements. There's still weekly bingo and other activities, but Fleetwood says the quiet and the loneliness are taking a toll.
There's nobody out in the hallways. There's nobody out. I think people are scared that they might get the virus.
Fleetwood longs for family visits to resume. Sometimes one of her daughters comes by, but they have to meet outside, even if it's cold. For Christmas, they met briefly in the parking lot.
And we just sat out back in the dark, and it was freezing. And that was my Christmas, you know.
The pharmacist from Walgreens will return in 3 weeks to give Fleetwood her second dose of the vaccine. She's excited, but she's learned this year not to get too hopeful. She knows it could be weeks or even months before the rules change to allow more family visits. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.